B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Dr. Disrespect drops out of nowhere to announce he is streaming on YouTube today, and he crushes the numbers Ninja had during his return to Twitch. So does YouTube finally have the momentum to compete with Twitch? Plus, the State of Play 2020 for Sony happened yesterday, so what games were announced that you should be paying attention to, and what game that was supposedly stolen work should you avoid? And new legislation plans to ban TikTok and WeChat company Tencent, but will it also affect huge gaming companies like Riot and Epic? All that and more next on The Breakdown. It's Friday, which means you get to do a little happy dance that you made it through another week of 2020 without the aliens coming, and that's something worth celebrating. We are bringing you more news in the world of esports and video games, and there has been so much happening in the past 24 hours that the only way to stay up to date is to also follow us on Twitter at CheckpointXP. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the news. Dr. Disrespect returns to streaming will be on YouTube today. The stream that was heard around the world popped on yesterday when nobody was quite expecting it, and it became the biggest thing anybody was talking about, the return of Dr. Disrespect to the world. After being removed from Twitch almost 2 months ago, and with very little information let out, mystery has surrounded Guy Beam, Dr. Disrespect's legal name. With many thinking that he may have been involved in some sort of legal fracas, it was unknown if the doc would ever make a return to streaming. But Thursday afternoon, with a quick update to his YouTube channel, that all changed. First, this tweet dropped. Then the stream went live, playing a bunch of lo-fi music, and that is right in line with Doc's character. And P.S., we still don't know if that is him singing on any of this.
Good evening, Johnny Van. Everyone is leaving Fortnite. Tfue, Cloaksy, even Cypher PK have all called it quits, and it doesn't look like they're turning back anytime soon. Rumors suggest people are simply getting tired of watching full-grown adults do Fortnite dances.
And this was your
He was also that guy doing the news announcer voice with some of the top headlines for different stories in the video game world right now, and the number for the viewers were wild. Doc never showed up on this stream at all and broke over 335,000 concurrent viewers for a stream that never featured his face at all. It's pretty unprecedented, since something like this, a possibly disgraced former Twitch star being removed from the platform and finding a new home, has never really happened. But what has happened, for a quick comparison, is something like Ninja, who got the boot from Mixer after it was announced that the streaming service would be shut down. Want to know what his numbers looked like on his first stream to YouTube after his announcement? He peaked right about half of what Dr. Disrespect did. What's also crazy is just how much money Doc has made on donations alone, during a stream that he, again, never showed his actual face on. The donations rolled in, because he set it up so that not only could people donate, but they become subscribers, which is like similar to Twitch subscribers, and he was even releasing a clothing line that was available for one day only. No public figures are available, but I can tell you this. He made a lot. If you're looking to catch his first live stream return, it is all going down today at noon Pacific time. And we'll make sure to follow back up on Monday with exactly what's going to happen, because for sure, Doc has something to say. PlayStation State of Play 2020 doesn't disappoint, except for one thing. Sony's State of Play went down this week, and it featured all third-party games and no news on how much the system was going to cost. And guess what? It didn't blow anybody away, but it was exactly what Sony has been so good at doing. Getting people excited for the PS5 without overpromising and overhyping anything. The presentation itself was pretty okay. Announcements that the new Crash game is a direct sequel, Gearbox Studios, the devs behind the Borderlands series, were releasing a new loot-based adventure game, and Reddit spam favorite The Pedestrian were all making their way to the PS5 alongside my personal favorite of the group, Spelunky 2. The only major hiccup was not even related to the material itself, but the working conditions around one of the games featured, Aeon Must Die. In total, 8 members of the Aeon Must Die creative team resigned from Limestone Games, the publisher, in June, and the now ex-employees say that it's because of poor working conditions and just abysmal treatment from the publishing company itself. This trailer was created with abuse, manipulation, and theft. The description of a third-party YouTube upload of the Aeon Must Die video reads, right before linking to a Dropbox account containing all kinds of info that attempted to prove it came from the workers who were cast out of their former employees' oversight right before this game was shown. People who have worked on every shot of this are no longer with a company holding IP rights. Some were not even paid for their work. The real IP for the game was stolen from the creators via foul play. Yikes. Hopefully, if Sony is able to correct this by making a statement or holding Limestone Games accountable for this, then I would say it was a fairly successful event, barring the whole featuring a game made on stolen content and work that centered around abusing the people who made it thing. You know, just a little one. Tencent banned by US government not going to affect Riot or Epic Games. Last night, the Trump administration issued a pair of stunning executive orders against Chinese technology companies, banning U.S. transactions with the companies after a deadline of September 20th. Most of the immediate focus has been on TikTok, which was targeted through its parent company, ByteDance. But the second order could have a far more unpredictable impact, targeting text app WeChat and its parent company, Tencent. Tencent is one of the largest companies in the world, and it has its hands in so many different companies, it's hard to really say exactly what they don't have an ownership stake in. From Snap, Blizzard, Spotify, Riot, and Epic Games, all of the gaming world would be affected pretty harshly by a ban on Tencent properties. The results of this ban, and forcing its partners to choose sides between the US and China, could be far-reaching and something that the White House hasn't fully considered. Tencent owns 100% of Riot Games, the developer of League of Legends and Valorant. They are the largest minority owner in Fortnite and Unreal Engine developer Epic Games with a 40% stake. They own more than 80% of Supercell, the studio behind Clash of Clans, and they published the mobile version of PUBG in China while owning 11% of the developer Bluehole. Toss in single-digit stakes in various game studios, including Blizzard, Ubisoft, and Platinum Games, and you've got a big old problem for the games industry and their involvement with China. The White House has clarified, saying that these gaming companies won't be involved, but that doesn't mean that they're out of the woods quite yet. Companies may start rethinking their involvement and partnerships with Tencent on principle alone. And as of this writing, no major companies have attempted to divest. Time will tell what will happen with this story, but what do you think? Will this have a long-term consequences for the gaming industry as a whole? That's it for the news today. If you have a story you are dying for us to cover, hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP. And make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications while you're here so that you can be alerted every time we post new daily content on esports and video games. My name's Weirdbeard, and Fall Guys has the best soundtrack out right now. Debate me.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.